Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Zach?
Yes, let's tune in to the 64 takeaway instead.
Yay!
Hey, 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 it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 45 for July 2009. Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is an irregularly scheduled music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. I'm your host, Jan-Lund Thompson, and sitting at the other side of the table, my lovely co-host, Marcus Mackie-Nielsen.
Oh, hello!
Hello! How are you then today? Fine, sir?
Very good, thank you very much. It's been a hot day, but I'm fine.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, opening up the show was a rendition of Smooth Criminal by Charles Danon. We play that as a little homage to the late Michael Jackson.
It was actually getting buried today.
Oh, yes, that is
so,
true.
So rather than watch that live on CNN, we're taking the time off to bring you some quality entertainment.
Indeed.
Commodore 64 stuff.
Indeed. And personally, I wasn't a huge fan of Michael Jackson, but I love the production on the Bad album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't say that. I don't think I've got any of his stuff, neither in album or single form or on vinyl or anything, and I'm old enough to own vinyl.
I actually have a Thriller Bad and Dangerous on vinyl.
Oh, you geek. My favorite's always been the track Scream, but that was sort of a 90s thing because I remember seeing the video for it on MTV.
Mm, yeah,
and so I didn't get that until 92 or something.
I think you did that with Janet, actually.
Yeah.
It's a duet thing.
But when I heard that, not that he had died, when I heard that he'd been hospitalized, I thought, not of his music, but actually of this set that I remember from an Ash and Dave demo that was called Smooth Criminal, and it had the Moonwalker logo flashing back and forth and turning around and rotating and stuff, and there was some stars in the background or something. Very nice demo. Coming up later on today, we've got news, listener feedback, and more music, including a new segment that we're going to do.
Yes, the classical remix.
Yeah, the classical remix, where we go back in time and take a listen, lend an ear to...
an old remix.
A very old remix, actually. We're going to go all the way back to... Well, I first heard this track in, I think, 2001 or something. But more on that later on. For now, let's turn to something a bit... it's not quite recent, but...
Recenter.
It's recenter. It's more contemporary compared to the other one. It's Sonic Wanderer with a Druid 2 Enlightenment.
Mm. Love the drum sound on this.
Yeah, check it out. Druid 2 Enlightenment by Sonic Wanderer, and after that you heard Branko Balsik with Airscape Ride, a tune you chose.
Yes, because I like that, and Branko Balsik has... He's just become better and better with every remix that he has released. I think he's becoming very, very good.
And we love people that just improve and improve and improve.
Keeps at it and gets better.
Yep.
What's in the news?
In the news. first, a bit of housekeeping. We talked about the SID playback on the iPhone/iPod Touch on the last episode. And I asked about it on the Twitter channel as well, and we got some feedback about it from people who'd used it. And they say that there's trouble playing some of the multi-speed SIDs, but other than that, it got very, very good reviews. There's a light version that only allows you to download like a handful of SIDs to try it out, but I think the paid version is something like $3 or something, so...
That's not that bad.
Nah. So if you've got a compatible device, you can always grab the light version and see what you make of it. And talking about SID playback...
Yes, we mentioned last time that the 1541... Well, we mentioned the 1541 Ultimate cartridge. And according to a recent update to the website... The upcoming firmware update will feature a built-in SID player.
Oh, built-in SID player. That's actually good news for Blakespot on Twitter, who ordered a 1541U quite recently. So he's probably looking forward to that. I really need to get an excuse to get my Commodore 64 out of the storage in the basement and set it up with one of these things. Mm. Next up, we've got... Well, a bit of a vacation notice, really. Remixquit.org staff are taking the summer off. So that means me and, well, you as well, actually.
Yes.
Because when we're not podcasting, we're bringing you remixes in another format. Well, not format, but another website thing, service.
Exactly.
But we'll be back on August 24th. So you remixers out there will have some time to relax or get even better.
Mm, yes.
And submit stuff after the summer.
Yeah. And the BBC Digital Planet featured a segment on chiptunes on their May 26th episode. No mention of the thriving C64 SID/remix community, though.
Nah, but I managed to stay in... steer him in the right direction. I got in touch with the host of the show, Gareth Mitchell, and I managed to turn him onto the Commodore 64 scene, so hopefully he's listening to this. And speaking of the beep, the Pots and Blogs program is also following us Twitter on Twitter, so welcome to the 8-bit party to them.
Yeah, and... AC64 emulator has been rejected from the iTunes
like the
App Store.
Big story on Twitter and blogs and everywhere, and everyone picked up on it.
Yeah, it's Apple says that in emulation violates the iPhone SDK agreement,
which is a bit odd, seeing as there's emulators of Sega games and the SID player plays SIDs.
The SID playing thing, because it's according to the SDK agreement section 332, an application may not itself install or launch other executable code by any means. And the SID arguably isn't executable code.
Well, it's while got some code in it, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it is, but it needs a player.
Well, International Karate Plus needs a player to... play on something well, else okay. than at 6510. Yeah.
But there are, I mean, the Sega emulation thing and stuff like that, it's... There are other things that violates the rules
but
as well.
The good thing is that the developer has been in contact with Apple, and they are saying that they submitted an update to the application, which gets rid of BASIC, actually. So, unfortunately, if this application ever gets published, there'll be no 10 print I rule, 20 go to 10 programs done on people's iPhones. But hopefully, hopefully that'll get approved at one point. And while we are on the subject of that, this completely passed me by, but the Stone Oak Valley Authentic Sit Collection actually went gold, and Stone Oak Valley, the brains behind it all, retired from the project. So that means that there'll be no Sit recordings after a High Voltage Sit Collection update 49.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah. That being said, according to reliable sources, BitTorrent and HTTP mirrors of the archive are underway.
Yeah, 500 gigabytes of MP3'd SIDs with a single mouse click. But unfortunately, it was. I heard this from somewhere. I can't. An unnamed source close to the remix. Well, not the remix. The SID community informed me that they are going to be working on and putting up the mirrors. So that should be really nice. Should we do feedback as well while we're at it?
Why not?
Yeah, well, we could do that. We got an email from down under. A guy called John in Adelaide in south of Australia came across the website and listened to episode 44 that we did together.
Oh, yeah.
And he was actually so happy with it that he downloaded more of them and copied them onto CDs and listened to it in his car. And I just love the idea of someone like driving around in Australia listening to us.
It is a bit weird.
It is. Oh, well, on the internet, everyone gets 15 minutes of fame.
That is true.
Yeah. He probably didn't have anything better to do that day. But yeah, John, of course, download all the podcasts and spread them to your friends and spread the Commodore love down under. I also need to send out a special shout-out to Paul Evans over at Lionhead Software in the UK. Paul's been listening to the show for a long time, and he and I have been exchanging emails for a while. But the other day, I actually managed to put a face to the voice. I was watching the Fable 2 developer diaries on the Xbox, and there was an interview with various people over at Fable at Lionhead. And all of a sudden, this guy, Paul Evans, pops up, and I go, hang on, he listens to our show.
Yay!
Yay! Paul also, speaking of the Xbox, mad props to Paul as well for helping me, for co-oping with me in the last level of Gears of War, the first one. There's, like, the AI is in... I can say this because Lionhead didn't create that game. Epic Games, Epic Software, Epic something did that one. But the last levels, the AI is just pants against the end of game boss. But Paul helped me get through that, so thanks a lot. And also, of course, thanks to all the loyal followers we've got on Twitter now. I talked quite a bit about Twitter last time, but I was sort of getting excited about finally finding some good use for it. But there, a lot of people have been getting in touch, too many to mention, and a lot of people have been spreading the Commodore love way.
A good use for Twitter is plugging.
Yeah, plugging stuff. So after we're done here, we're going to be tweeting about, we've now recorded it and now doing...
It's now in post-production.
It's now in post-production. But enough talk. Music.
Oh, yes.
What's up? Bumpjack.
Oh, the summer thing.
Summer remix of Bumpjack by Krefelder. And after that, we're going to do another Sonic Wanderer tune, Diana Sisters' Pedal to the Metal.
Jack. Tom. Jack.
Bomb Jack by Krefeldo, followed by Great Diana Sisters, Pedal to the Metal by Sonic Wanderer.
By Sonic Wanderer. Very much compressor on his track, so it's just everything is just loud.
Yeah, so you guys probably have your ears blown out now by first turning the volume up to listen to us and then having this track on, so sorry about that.
Yes. We mentioned earlier that this is recorded on Michael Jackson's funeral, the day of his funeral. But it's also the release of Monkey Island 5.
Oh, today. Monkey Island.
Yeah, and I don't know what kind of scheduling mishap made me be here instead of home playing it.
Well, actually, I knew that, so I checked on their website while the track was playing, and it doesn't seem to be out now.
Nah. Their website, Telltale Games' website, they seem to be slightly overloaded.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not released yet, so I'm not missing any play time while doing this.
Nah.
That's reassuring.
And that's also why we won't be recording. Well, this is actually the tightest release schedule we've had in quite a while, because the last episode was out on May 22nd. And we are now in early July. But we won't be recording an episode on July 15th, because that's when Monkey Island, the Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition is coming out for PC and Xbox, and I'll be playing that. that was sort of a little bit of an Amiga sidetrack. Speaking of tracks...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Did you see my link there? Oh, can I talk to you about something else? Now, we were talking about links. The first track we played was Smooth Criminal by Childs Danon as a cover of a Michael Jackson song. Do you know what the file name for the opening jingle is?
No.
It's the C64 Takeaway Goes Bad. Bad, oh. Smooth recording, oh. Smooth Criminal. Did you see what I did there?
I see what you did there again.
And I didn't tell you that this in preparation because I wanted to capture your proper reaction to it. enough blathering. Let's have some other more tracks now. What do we have?
I'm not sure what you've got lined up next, but
I've got the Hazel one.
The summer. Oh, very summery. Barbecue at Defunct's Beach House. And after that, I think we've got the Dead Guys.
Oh, yes.
Lined up.
Maybe we should come back and talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, let's do that.
But for now, Summer Barbecue at Defunct's.
and showers.
Bit of Hazel there.
Oh, Hazel.
Summer. Barbecue at the Funk's Beach House. Now it's time for a new segment in
this show
that we like to call Classical Remix. And we're not talking about classical arrangement, but classical...
No, so there's no need for pianos and stuff like that.
Classic remixes, because RKO, remix.quay.org, that is, has been around so long now that we thought we'd dig deep in the archives and find something really old.
All the way back.
Yeah.
And as far as I can see, when I go back to the last page of the archive, this next one was added on June 28th in the year 2000, along with a lot of other stuff, actually. So I'm guessing, I vaguely seem to remember putting up something like 150 or so tunes for the initial release of the site. But what is it?
It's the Dead Guys Arkanoid. Dubanoid remix.
Oh, yeah. The Dead Guys had actually been around for a while when RKO opened, because they used to have their stuff hosted over on the brilliant Triad MP3s site, which was where you got your fix back in the day.
Back in the previous millennium.
Yeah, I actually remember like checking Triad MP3s. Had a list like... almost daily routine, checking Triad MP3s, checking the C64 RMX mailing list on e-groups, if anyone remembers that, and also had bookmarks for all the handful of remixes that didn't put stuff up on Triad MP3s. So
and there was C64audio.com back then still.
Yeah, there was, and I spent like I think 17 hours downloading the bonus CD for the first Back in Time album.
And I don't know if you remember the Blue 9.
The Blue 9 Mod Archive. Yeah. That was actually some guy in Denmark who...
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, maintained that. Ah, great days. Yeah.
But the Dead Guys, and we were saying earlier while the other music was playing that, oh, they don't make them like this anymore, do they? And, you know, I mean, normally that's just... nostalgic gibberish, but with the Dead Guys it's actually true.
No one
makes it quite like the Dead Guys.
Oh no, and it's aged very well. We preparing for this show, I won't name names, but we also listened to some other 10-year-old stuff, and it wasn't all good.
No, the test of time has been hard on some of the old remixes.
Yeah. But the Dead Guys, dead or not, are still very much alive and kicking.
Yes,
they aren't. But they're doing Comatron,
they make. But I don't think the Dead Guys label is.
No. But Dr. Doom and Comatron are still around.
Yeah, Comatron, Dr. Doom, come back to us.
Did I say Dr. Dre or Dr. Doom?
I think you said Dr. Doom.
Ah, excellent.
Because it's not Dr. Dre.
I know. I was just like thinking, oh dearie me, no.
But it's almost Dr. Dre quality to this.
Yeah, they certainly had a very nice production quality to him. So, without further ado, Dead Guys, Arkanoid, Dubanoid.
Thank you.
Arkanoid. Ubanoid.
Do you know what rhymes with they don't make them like that anymore?
No, what rhymes with they don't make them like that anymore?
C64.
Oh, bloody.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from this display of brilliant humor or something, it's actually time to wind down and close down and send this thing to post production and
for us to get pizza.
Ah, yeah, pizza, food, lovely food. But before we go. We've got the usual practical information, the show site with the notes and links to everything featured on today's episode, as well as information about how you can get notified whenever a new show comes out. That can be found at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all in one word, .com. You can also get in touch either by leaving your comments on the site or following us on Twitter. We are c64takeaway. And of course, you can also shoot us an old-fashioned email at c64takeaway@gmail.com. What are we going to leave people with? Was something you chose, actually.
Yeah, Mixer's Alka. It's a Mixer, you brilliant man, you.
Yeah, there's another one that's gone off and they don't make him like...
Gone.
Oh, nice woody word,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Gone off.
Mixer Alka. We'll see you guys next time, whenever that may be. It's not on July 25th, 15th, because then I'll be playing Monkey Island Special Edition. And you might be playing Tales of Monkey Island.
I'll probably play that non-stop. I'll finish it, then I'll start all over again.
We should change our name to the Amiga podcast.
Yeah.
Amiga Takeaway for now. Now, this is another C64 tune. We've said this four times already.
Yes, Mixer Alka.
Mixer Alka. Listen to the track. Go
see
do
you.
Something else.
See you whenever.
See you around. Bye.